This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. United States officials said Friday the U.S. military has left Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan after nearly 20 years. The facility was the center of the war to oust the Taliban and hunt down the al-Qaeda perpetrators of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America. Two officials say the airfield was entirely handed over to Afghan forces. One of the officials also says the U.S. top commander in Afghanistan, General Austin S. Miller, quote, still retains all the capabilities and authorities to protect the forces. Protesters have toppled statues of Queen Victoria and Queen Elizabeth II in the Canadian city of Winnipeg as anger grows over the discovery of remains of hundreds of children in unmarked graves at former Indigenous schools. A crowd chanted, quote, no pride in genocide before pulling down the statues of the monarchs. The action took place on Canada Day on Thursday, when traditionally celebrations take place across the country. However, many cities scrapped events this year as the scandal over the Indigenous children, as many Canadians confront their colonial history. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the day would be, quote, a time for reflection. Almost 1,000 unmarked graves have been found at former residential schools in British Columbia and Saskatchewan that were mainly run by the Catholic Church and funded by the government. For 165 years and as recently as 1996, the schools separated Indigenous children from their families, subjecting them to malnourishment and physical and sexual abuse in what a commission called, quote, cultural genocide in 2015. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.